ज्ञानति मनन्दस्याज्ञनन्दनासलकय चक्षुर्मिलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं रातिस्वापदन्तिकं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे We have been hearing and chanting so much so many different moods and different flavors, and our focus has been of course here on Lord Nrisimhadev and especially on Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is the foundation. It is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the real substance of Lord Chaitanya's movement. And through Srimad Bhagavatam, we approach Lord Nrisimhadev on this Chaturdasi festival. Lord Nrisimhadev made all arrangements. He made it cold and forced us to go inside in this small, relatively small temple room and spent so much time hearing and chanting and getting deeply absorbed. So this is what is recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nikama kalpatara galitam phalam sukumukat amritadrava samyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhur ahuras. Yes, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said this rasa layam, alaya, or laya, he says, is an ecstatic symptom, fainting. That one should hear the Bhagavatam to the point that one faints, and then one cannot hear anymore. Then when one comes back to his senses, one should hear again and faint again. So in this way, we can get absorbed in hearing and chanting. Srila Prabhupada pointed out that this Bhagavatam will make the revolution. Tatvak visarako janataka viplava yasmin pratislokam abhadavati api namani anantasya yasam kitani yas. We find that in the introduction to every Bhagavatam, we find this verse quoted to every volume. This verse is always included, that the Bhagavatam will bring about a revolution in the misdirected, misguided life or sinful life of a misguided civilization. So it's that. So that is so nice that we have Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's books. And I have often thought that so many books are there, but the Prabhupada's books are most special because with everything in the world, you need to have filters. You need to have your filters on, your information filters. This story, that story, download a story about Nrisimhadev. And I saw, before I came, I had a quick look on the internet at some Nrisimha stories, but I didn't use one of them. Actually, I was thinking, well, maybe I'll use some Farhad story. Let's have a look. But I didn't. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is different. It is just, you can read it without filters. You can be sure. Every word is pure. Every word is just full of pure dedication to Krishna. There's nothing else mixed in that you have to sort of watch out for and filter out. So such a relief. Because constantly we live in a world full of misinformation. It's the real thing. It's not. It's rubbish. Yeah. But they sell it to us as the real thing. And so many things are being sold to us. Kavi Chandra Maharaj has his favorite Coca-Cola advertisement. It's the same logo, but some are other Hare Krishna. And he used to give out the stickers to everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, made in Poland.
Made in Poland, huh? Yeah, he has it on his suitcase, he has it everywhere. If you ask, he might have one for you.
Everybody looks at it, too.
Everybody looks at it, see? Yeah, no, I'm not making fun of it. It's very nice. Yes, the real thing. So we have that. Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was not one to claim that he was the greatest. Of course he was. But he was not claiming that he was the greatest. But how was he the greatest? There is one letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to Jayapataka Maharaj. And in that letter, he wrote that the prediction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is there. He said, the desire of the order of my spiritual master to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world is there. Now, let us just do it. And he says, I don't know how this miracle happened to me. He said, I had so many God brothers who were much more qualified in so many ways, more learned than I was. But somehow or other, this miracle happened to me. He said, if I think about it, why, I can think of only one reason. And the reason is because I 100% follow the order of my spiritual master. So I like that point a lot. As the essence of what the key to Prabhupada's success. And he faithfully, he took from everywhere. I remember there was one very scholarly devotee who at one point came up with some doubt in Prabhupada's purports because he gave a talk about it and he called it Unzipping Prabhupada's Purports. And his point was, these are not Prabhupada's purports. These are full of quotes from the previous acharyas. These are not Prabhupada's purports, he said. And he thought that it was to his discredit. I just saw it as the opposite. I saw it as, this is to Prabhupada's credit. This is wonderful that these purports are carrying all the wealth from everywhere. He took from everywhere. Just like impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary, Maharaj is saying, Prabhupada took it from some famous politician. But he changed it. He improved it. He made it something. He put it where it belonged. Prabhupada was was driving in a car and came past a billboard, and the billboard showed a hand with a paint can which was pouring paint on the globe. And it said, "We are changing the face of the earth." And Prabhupada said, "That's us." Right? That's us. He claimed it. You know? But that's us. Right? That's us. Right? He claimed it. So many ways, Prabhupada reclaimed what is the property of Krishna. Right? Actually, the world belongs to Krishna. Prabhupada walked on that morning walk once outside a large city with skyscrapers, and they came past this playground for children, and it was called Children's Fairyland. And then he stood and turned around and pointed with his cane to those skyscrapers, and he said, "Adults Fairyland." Yeah. Adults playground. So playboys, playgirls, right? We have seen the world has become a playground and have been claimed by so many people. And in the 11th canto, we find the Bhumi Gita, the song of the earth. Yeah? And it's interesting. And one thing Bhumi is saying there, so many have tried to possess me. But what is left of them? But only names. Caesar, Napoleon, give the names. That's all that's left. And even one day these names will be gone. So many names. So in this way, we are reclaiming. We are reclaiming things. And for Krishna, and engaging them properly, again, in the service of Krishna. Kavichandra Maharaj, and Prithu Prabhu, who were part of the beginning of this movement in the Western world, and who saw, and who can tell us amazing stories. Prithu tells us that the first Brahmacharya ashram in Germany was under the wooden floorboards on the flat, and they took out some planks and had some extra sleeping places under the floor so they could house the devotees. Amazing stories, amazing, about sacrifice, about enthusiasm. Almost superhuman. Yeah. I mean, nowadays we look at that and we sort of look like, how did they do it? But somehow or other, Prabhupada ignited this and attracted also wonderful devotees. Somehow or other, Prabhupada attracted people who were ready to do amazing things. Prabhupada made very powerful people, and Prabhupada attracted also people who really did something extraordinary. So somehow or other, all these devotees have created so many things. So as Srila Prabhupada took the contributions of the previous acharyas, of his spiritual master, and presented that faithfully as a messenger, Prabhupada made Krishna consciousness something that was simple, right? Not something so complicated that only experts could do it. Not like, he did not introduce deity worship that was so complicated that only professional pujaris can go on the altar. Prabhupada said, no. Simplicity, cleanliness, punctuality. These three things, that's the essence. Simplicity. Prabhupada's kirtan tune is just something amazing. Of course, he sang many tunes, but that particular one tune is Hare Krishna tune. I was injured in 95 and I was for days in a coma, unconscious. But that tape was playing. And somewhere after many days, I suddenly heard it. I was very weak and in pain and just knocked back. But when I heard that sound, it was like just so fresh and so full of energy. And it never lost its strength. With each mantra, again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It never ends. It just doesn't end. It's an unending tune which doesn't lose its energy. Each time, again, a fresh start at that mantra. And I just felt like it was giving me new life. And I realized that although I was unconscious, that actually I had been hearing it already for days. Suddenly I heard it. I became conscious and I heard it. But I realized actually it was there all the time. So Prabhupada made this Krishna consciousness simple and accessible. And yet, he gave us this philosophy of Lord Chaitanya, which is in itself not so simple. In India, so many people are now, or not so many, but a certain number of people are becoming Christian. And they say, why? Because it's so simple. Just one God and this and that. But Prabhupada had that power to make the most complex things very simple and accessible to everyone. And that is so nice that it even became accessible to us. And then Prabhupada made Krishna consciousness also something that's not impossible. One doesn't have to be a super Sankirtan man, super Bhakta and super Bhaktin, right? With a flying cape back.
In front. You have to have the cape in front.
Why do you have to have it in the front?
Sannyasi's
in the front. In the front, not in the back. Anyway, we don't have to be. We just take shelter. We simply have to do what Prabhupada asked us to do. Chant 16 rounds. Follow the principles, read his books. Then Prabhupada pointed out that he gave a list of the most important days on the Vaishnav calendar to be celebrated. And on that list, obviously Jamashtami was there, obviously Gaur Purnima was there, obviously Nityananda Trayodashi was there. That sort of everybody would have put on there, obviously. But he also put Narsingha Chaturdasi on that list of like very important celebrations. Very much so. It is amazing how much importance Lord Narsinghadev got in our movement. Also carefully designed by Srila Prabhupada. How practically, we chanted after every aarti. After every aarti, there's Narsinghadev. So much emphasis on that prayer. It's amazing, actually, how much Lord Narsinghadev is in the foreground. The last few days, we have thoroughly penetrated and this randeranya karmasayan, this idea of purifying the heart. and approaching Lord Srinidev to become purified has become very clear to us. Now what remains is to reclaim some of Krishna's property. There's a story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and I will tell it very simple and short version of it. But it's basically about Lord Nityananda going around Bengal with his kirtan party, and Lord Nityananda is dressed up in a very opulent way, and with jewels and silk, and some dacoits are seeing all this and think, whoa, this man is worth a fortune. I mean, look at him. You know, we get those jewels, and you know, we're done for life. You know, so they went after him, and they were following him. But somehow or other, each time something came in between. They had Lord Nityananda in a house on a dark night, and they were ready. And then there were guards suddenly out of nowhere. These big soldiers. Then the dacoit leader said, the king that gave him the jewels must have given him the guards. But they have to go back to their king. We'll wait. We'll follow. Our chance will come. They tried again. And they fell asleep one night. Everybody accused everybody. But anyway, they stayed on the job. And they tried again. And at the end, they all, as they were about to attack in the darkness of night, they went blind. And they fell in ditches and broke their bones and this and that. Then the leader of the dacoits, who was a fallen brahmana, he realized that this is not an ordinary person. He had already seen, this is not just a sadhu. This is not just a sadhu. This is the Supreme Lord himself. And he came up to Lord Nityananda out of nowhere. In this assembly of devotees, Lord Nityananda was surrounded by many ecstatic devotees, and suddenly this person emanating darkness, some heavy gunda comes in. It's like having a cloud of bad karma hanging above his head. And some people knew him, a notorious criminal. And then he bowed down before Lord Nityananda and surrendered to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda accepted him and then gave him order to preach. And it is said Lord Nityananda's kirtan party after that continued going around Bengal. But sometimes this dacoit would come, and he would bring people just like him. He would bring some more dacoits. Suddenly this dacoit would come with a group of dacoits into the assembly of the devotees. And everyone holding their breath. And then this big dacoit would make them all bow down before Nityananda. Okay, now you bow down. Now you bow down. And all of them, he made them bow down. And in this way, they all became devotees. And what I like about the story is that everyone can bring his own people. Everyone can bring his own people, somehow or other. You know, if you can rap, bring the rappers. If you can dance, bring the dancers. Yeah? Whatever you can do, everyone can bring his own people. It is natural, you know. Yamuna just made this amazing cookbook and such a culture about cooking besides her singing. And you know, anybody who is out there in the world of cooking can appreciate Yamuna, can appreciate Kurma, can appreciate such people. Everyone can reach out naturally. Therefore, to make a contribution is not difficult. It's not that we have to become somebody else. Everyone can do it. Everyone has his own natural people, his own natural field. So like that. It's an all-inclusive movement where we also fit. We can also make our contribution, and that is very nice. In our movement, no hiding in the forest. Even when we think we're hiding in the forest, then the television cameras are all over us. And there is no hiding in the forest in our movement. In our movement, even what's going on in the forest is simply spreading the glories of the Lord. Because our aim is to make it more and more famous. So I think that this Nrisimha Chaturdasi in this temple is unique. In the whole world, we have three major Nrisimha deities. Mayapur, of course, and in New Vrindavan, and here. But nowhere is it like here. Where do they have black chamaras? Where do they have all the Nrisimha pictures on the dark brown walls? Where even is the forest is kind of Nrisimha? There's all these cats here around this temple. Standing here, so many cats, and they kind of look a little ferocious cats, not like your sweet little home cats. Lord Nrisimhadev is not just here in this small little temple. Lord Nrisimhadev is spreading out everywhere. His influence is everywhere. And the devotees from Czech feel it. Devotees from Czech, they feel like there's somebody over the border there. And they are here. And devotees from everywhere. So many of us, we have become addicted to this. Addicted to being here on this Nrisimha Chaturdasi. I don't know. Kavichana Maharaj is always there. I'm also addicted. And I hope that all of you will also become addicted. And then bring people like yourself. And bring them here also. Bring them. Come back again and again. And because this deity, I tell you, he's too powerful for just this little corner of the Bavarian forest. This deity, there is only one in Europe for a good reason. He is the deity for Europe. And Nrisimhadev, just as Prabhupada had Radha London Iswara, Radha Paris Iswara, another name of Lord Nrisimhadev is Sri Sri Europe Iswara. And like that, he is part of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Therefore, we understand who we're dealing with when we are looking at Lord Nrisimhadev. We are dealing with Nrisimha Chaitanya, none others. Within this ferocious form of Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Chaitanya is manifesting, and Lord Chaitanya is in this way driving out all the demon-like desires out of the population of the world. Shri Shri Nrisimha Chaitanya ki jai. Shri Shri Palat Nrisimha ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Kavichandra Maharaj ki jai. Prita Prabhu ki jai. Vaidyanath Prabhu ki jai. Jai Guru Prabhu ki jai. Gaura Bhakta ki jai. Madhya Sarna ki jai. Narayani ki jai. And if I forgot anyone, also Kijai.
Yep. This is the only Nrisimhadev temple. Also.
Yeah, the only exclusive temple. Nrisimhadev. Yeah, there's no temple like so exclusively dedicated to Lord Nrisimhadev.
Focus.
Peter Brook gets his turn in a moment. Yes.
And what you were saying, how Prabhupada took these slogans. One time he saw the Mr. Donut or the Dunkin' Donuts or something. He said, that's us. And the devotees were really bewildered, you know. He said, Yeah, that's us. Do not intoxicate, do not say.
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts. Me too, Paul.
That is an interesting point. About 10 years or 15 years ago, in Allgäu, which is part of the area, the Mishinga people was found, half men, half lion. And the scientists say it's at least 25,000 years old. So it was in Beagle magazine, it was all over the media. It's in ivory. And there's no elephants here in this part of the world. So it has come from a place where there are elephants. Mm. It's half lion, half man. It was depicted, it can be seen on the internet. So, Mishinga must have been in the area.
He has his plan. So you can take some Mishinga with you still before you go. Small deity you can buy. Because when in India everyone knows, when you come to a temple, you make a contribution. Now it's so full, but the rest of the year, you know, there's just a handful of people looking after this holy place. So, also here, we must make some contribution. And if you take one of the deities home, then Srimadev will be with you. And that will be nice. He will surely take care of you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.